From the heart of America, the nation's number one progressive voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show.
It is.
Where America comes to talk.
Audio.
And now, Ed Schultz.
For the soul. Hard-working, fun-loving, caring Americans right here gathering at the table of ideas, mainstreamers coast to coast and around the world on XM and Sirius. Good to have you with us, folks. 1-877-934-6833. This is where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz Show, which is the recipient of all the wonderful products of Office Depot, as they are the official supplier of the Ed Schultz Show. Going to be giving away some gift cards coming up here for folks who have made a difference, giving out a helping hand. I'll tell you what that's about in here in a bit. 1-877, we got it. All right, now, I want to know about CNN. Are they can't be doing this, can they? They can't be holding back on a documentary that might be not so good for their advertisers. Interesting press release from Lloyd Chapman, who is the president of the American Small Business League. Lloyd, good to have you back on the program.
How you doing, Ed?
I'm not doing too bad. Tell me, when'd you do this interview with CNN?
It was at the end of September.
And what was it for?
It was a segment about the diversion of federal small business contracts to Fortune 500 corporations, and it was discussing the 13 federal investigations that confirmed that. And during the course of the interview, I mentioned the fact that Lockheed and Boeing were both receiving billions of dollars in federal small business contracts. And I think that's the part that got the story pulled.
Where was the story supposed to run?
It was supposed to run on the Lou Dobbs Show the following day.
Did Lou know that?
I would assume that he did. They talked. They talked to me. I talked to the producers, and they talked like he did.
Did they ever promo it on the air? In other words, did they ever run a commercial saying, "Tonight on Lou Dobbs, the gutting of American jobs," or anything like that? Did they do any of that?
I don't think so.
Okay,
they
never promoted it.
Okay. No, I don't know if they did or not, quite frankly. This is the first time that's come up. But
well, let me ask you this. Did you ever see a promotion?
No.
Okay. All right, so you do this interview with – you didn't do it with Lou Dobbs, did you?
No, I did it with one of their reporters.
Okay. And for that show, that's what they told you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but in that interview, you mentioned that small businesses were getting shafted and these big Fortune 500 corporations were gobbling up all the defense contracts.
Absolutely. It's what I told them. That's what's happening.
And you think they deep-sixed the story because of that?
I do, because they pulled it just hours before it was supposed to run. And the reason they gave me was pretty thin. They told me it would run the following day, and then it didn't. And I called them back, and they left me a message on my cell phone about why it didn't run. They said that another story had popped up, and they'd be running it. And I thought, okay, it's going to run. And then I called them, I think, a couple, two, 3 days later, and they told me to quit calling.
Okay, now I want to know about that conversation. Who did you talk to?
I talked to, I think his name was Claudine Hutton.
Producer?
I believe so, yes.
And what did you say?
I just said, I just want to know when the story's going to run. Of course, when they told me it was going to run the following day, we sent an email to, thousands of our members that it was going to run. And then they told us, like I said, about 3 hours, I think, before it was supposed to run, they pulled it. And I just want to know when it was going to run so we could, tell our members.
Sure. So you just say, hey, I was going to have this story on. It didn't run. And then you told me a few days, and it's been a few days. I'm just calling back to see what's happening with our story.
Yeah, I think I called them twice.
Okay. And so finally she put the hammer on you.
Yeah, the first phone call, she left me a message, which I have actually on a tape recorder here, about why it wasn't running, and she assured me that it wasn't government censorship that had resulted in the story being pulled.
Why in the world would she ever mention that?
Oh, I think I read a story about how the Bush administration spends $1.6 billion every 24 months on PR firms, and I said, I hope that's not, affecting our story. And she said, oh, absolutely not. It's not government censorship.
Okay. So, to this day, you don't know why the story was deep-sixed?
No.
You've gotten no reason from the network?
Not at all. In fact, quite frankly, I thought about suing them, and I had my attorney send them a letter and try to contact them, and they never returned the phone call, so I just dropped it.
I don't think you'd get much there. You can't tell them how to do business.
No.
Yeah, but you think that it would have kind of teed off a few of their big advertisers.
Yeah, I was looking on the internet a few days after that, and I typed in CNN, Lockheed, and Boeing. And of course, what prompted me to do that, I was watching CNN, and I saw Lockheed and Boeing were advertising on CNN. As I watched those ads, I started thinking, well, you know, Lockheed and Boeing don't make any products that the public can buy. Why are they advertising on national television? And then I found this story called Payola Through Advertising.
Now, you go ahead.
Payola Through Advertising, and it suggested that companies like Lockheed and Boeing run ads on major networks like that to give them some clout, you know, with the outlet. And I guess, you know, from my experience, there could be some truth to that.
Well, big advertisers are treated nicely by any organization in the media. I don't care if it's Fargo or Fond du Lac or wherever or New York City. I mean, that's the way the world turns. There are clients that that are going to get some consideration. Now, of course, we all know Lou Dobbs has been a champion of the middle class and has gone after American jobs and trying to educate the American people on exactly what is happening to American jobs. And that's where this story was going to run, right?
Exactly. It was part of his segment on attack on the middle class. And, of course, this issue, I think, is very important because we're talking about $60 billion a year in federal contracts that should be going to the middle class, but instead of being diverted to, you know, big defense contractors. And I thought that would be right up, you know, Lou Dobbs' alley here with the story. And I was really disappointed. I read his book. I saw him on television. And I think this is exactly what he's talking about. He's talking about big corporations having undue influence with our government to the extent that it hurts, you know, most Americans. And this is the best story I think you can find to demonstrate that. And so I was really disappointed that he didn't run it.
What you put out this release today out of California, any response from the network?
Not yet. It just went out this morning.
Okay.
So it went out about 2 hours ago, California time. And so I haven't heard back from him, but and I'm not sure if I will or not. But I think that this is something that Lou Dobbs should cover. He's done this series about the attack on the middle class. And again, I can't think of any situation in our country where the middle class is losing out more than having these federal small business contracts that are supposed to be companies with, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50 employees actually going to some of the largest corporations in the world, not just in America. We're talking worldwide companies are getting these U.S. government small business contracts.
So how do these contracts end up with these Fortune 500 corporations and not the little guys that can do the work and thrive?
Sometimes it's through fraud. There have been 13 federal investigations about this, and two or three of them found just outright fraud, where large corporations will try to pass off a division as a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think one of the biggest problems is the federal government, shockingly, has actually passed policies that allow, in many cases, Fortune 500 corporations to be treated as small businesses.
Why wouldn't they just edit out your comment about the two companies, Lockheed Martin and Boeing? Could they not do that and run the story?
Well, I think they could have, but I think that anyone that looks at the story will see those two companies prominently in there. And there have been some government reports that show the names of the top recipients of small business contracts. And, of course, Lockheed and Boeing are up there in the top 10. So I think they just want to kind of you know, get rid of the whole story.
Now, I noticed that you have pointed out on a blog that Lockheed and Boeing, and you have this in your release, who have no products to sell to the general public, advertise on major networks to gain influence over the media outlet. So you think that CNN is being bought off? I mean, if I had to rewrite that paragraph, that's what I'd say.
That's what I think is happening.
Okay, so you think that CNN is being bought off by Lockheed and Boeing when they have really no products to sell to the general public, but to maintain and continue their nice relationship with CNN so they don't run a story so they get hammered for it, and they continue to slop up all of these contracts that are screwing small businesses.
That's my opinion.
Wow.
Exactly.
That's quite an accusation.
Well, you know, I'll tell you something interesting. When I saw this story on the internet, I started thinking about it. And when you're watching, you know, television, you see Lockheed and Boeing running, you know, a significant volume of ads, and yet they've got nothing the public can buy. So why are they spending all that money, you know, running ads on all the major networks when there's no way they can, you know, get return on it? So the argument that they're doing that to gain influence over the media, to me, has some merit. It'd be one way of explaining why they'd be doing that.
How do you know the Fortune 500 corporations just don't do better work?
Well, you know, I just don't believe that.
Okay, so you think that is the awarding of these contracts fraud? Not handled properly?
Well, there have been several federal investigations that say that.
Okay, so you got some. So the General Accountability Office has come out and said, "Hey, this wasn't handled properly."
That's correct.
Okay,
many times they've come out with probably half a dozen investigations that say that. The SBA Office of Inspector General called it false certifications and proper certifications. In fact, the SBA Inspector General called this one of the biggest problems facing our nation today. In a report that came out about this time last year, I think it was report 515 from the SBA Inspector General's office. And it's about $60 billion a year, or it's over $200 million a day mm-hmm. in federal contracts that are earmarked for small businesses that are winding up in the hands of the top 2% of firms in the country.
How many small businesses are in your association?
We've got around 100,000 members all across the country.
100,000 businesses?
Mm-hmm. Mostly businesses that do business with the federal government or prime contractors or companies that would, you know, like to try to have an opportunity to do business with the government. The government's the biggest purchaser of goods and services in the world, and most Fortune 500 corporations do business with the government, and thousands of small businesses are dependent upon the government for most of their business.
Lloyd, I appreciate your time. Thanks for telling your story. We'll see if CNN responds to any of this. But it was specifically Lou Dobbs' show.
Exactly.
Okay. Lloyd Chapman with us here on the Ed Schultz Show. He is the president of the American Small Business League, who feels that his story was pulled from the network because of influence from major advertisers. 1-877, we got Ed, and we're back.
You're gigging out to America's top progressive talker. You may not always agree, but it's just so damn good you can't turn it off. The Ed Schultz Show. Well, you can-